Well, Jen Mann is a Johnson County mom and writer who lays it all out in a new book, People I Want to Punch in the Throat. It's a collection of essays on suburban life, marriage, and motherhood. Subjects range from the politics of joining a playgroup to the thrill of a mom's night out at the gun range. She has a huge national following, and it's great to have her back. And Jen, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to come back again.
Well, just curious, who's the latest person you want to punch in the throat? That's what I offered up our listeners. You got to answer the question.
Well, yeah. Like I said on Twitter, anyone who's not listening to Steve Kraske.
Yeah, there you go.
This is my favorite show.
Well, you're so nice to say
that.
Yeah.
They got to listen in otherwise, they will get a punch in the throat. So.
And does that hurt coming from you? Is that a painful
Not really.
Thing?
I'm 5 feet tall. I can barely reach anyone's throat. I've never punched anyone in my life.
Where did you come up with the whole idea of, you know, who I want to punch in the throat? Where did that come from?
It mostly came from working with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
We work from home together. We're each other's coworker. And
yeah.
I think he was... it was a marriage saver. He was tired of listening to me rant all day long, and I am an English major, and so he said, you know, please use your degree and write this all down because I can't listen to you anymore, and start a blog. And I said,
what a good idea.
Yeah, right?
Keep him around a while.
He's kind of a genius.
Yeah.
And I've even said that now on the radio.
Yeah.
So,
you're off the hook.
Yeah, I'm off the hook.
I buy you 10 minutes of goodwill.
That's right. He's making dinner tonight.
Yeah.
But I said, well, I wouldn't know what to call it. You know, musings from Jen and he said, no, people I want to punch in the throat. That's what you're always saying. Because I'll say, you know, someone cuts me off in traffic or something. Oh, I just want to punch that guy in the throat. And so that's kind of how it all started.
That works. Well, I really enjoyed the story in the book of how you met your husband. You call him Hubs. And I guess the secret of how you met a guy like him is to go online and start talking to a stranger because it worked for you. How did you two meet?
It's like Romeo and Juliet a little bit.
Sort of, kind of. Not really.
No.
Yeah,
we were just... I was in Kansas. He was in New York. And it was back in the day of dial-up and AOL, if anyone remembers that back in the...
You're dating yourself here, Jen.
I am. I'm an old lady. But they had these like chat rooms kind of where you could talk to each other. And I would always pick someone from out of state because I didn't want to meet someone because I thought it was creepy to meet someone online. And, you know, if you talk to someone in Kansas City, you know, the thing would be like, hey, you want to go for a drink? And,
No,
you're weird.
You.
You'll kill me.
Yeah.
So I started talking to this guy in New York thinking like, this is the furthest I'll ever be from someone. I won't ever have to worry about having to meet this guy. But then we sort of became like good friends and we were always chatting and talking and emailing back and forth, like pen pals almost, you know, is how we describe it to our kids because they don't understand. And then
suddenly you were taking a trip out there.
Exactly.
And you're thinking, well, do I meet him or do I not?
Right. So I said, you know, it's kind of weird. Like, why wouldn't I just like have coffee with him? I talk to him all the time. Like, we're friends. And and he just got kind of weird on me. And he just said, he was like, I'm not going to buy you dinner. And this is not a date. And I was easy killer. No one's asking you to buy me dinner. And so it's sort of amazing that we met, really. And then he offered...
And you went, just for the record, you went wearing overalls, right?
I did, because I felt like if it's not a date and he thinks I'm some, you know, country bumpkin from
Kansas...
To heck
with you. I'm just going to downplay it here.
Plus, you know, in my defense... Overalls were kind of cool back then, too, though.
Yeah.
And so we went, and he took me to the lovely TGI Fridays because he was certain.
Yes. Of all the places in New York City.
Yes, because he was certain that I'd never experienced such a fine dining establishment in my life.
What was he thinking on that front?
You know, I think he was thinking they probably had, like, you know, he probably had a coupon for a free appetizer.
Yeah.
It's probably what it was.
A little cheaper than anything else in downtown Manhattan, right?
Yeah. So so we met for dinner, and we split the bill. And
very appropriately.
Very appropriately. So. And but then he did invite me out the next day, and he did take me out and show me around town, and he did buy me dinner the next night. So.
Well, and I think it was the first night he said, well, let me show you around town. And he wanted to take you to one of his favorite places.
Yes.
And he takes you to Central Park.
Right.
You know, and you have your antennae up, and you're thinking, this guy wants to take me to Central Park. It's something, you know, people die in Central Park.
Exactly.
That's where people go get strangled.
It's 11 o'clock at night.
And then what does he do? He sort of compounds it by...
Well, he just keeps taking me. He wants to show me this spot by the water. And he's just like, and he keeps sort of like pulling me down. And now I know him better. He's sort of like that. He sort of fixates on an idea and he just will not let it go. But at the time, you know, I don't know this guy that well. And he's kind of scaring me. Like, yeah, you know, my spidey senses are tingling. And I'm like, don't go by the water. He'll kill you. And so then I got all crazy and I'm just like, I will, you know, I will go down fighting and, you know, I will scratch you and I've seen enough Law and Order, you know, you may kill me, but they will find you. And so then I scared him. and then he thought I was going to kill him. So we left the park.
He wanted you to hear the frogs in the pond, right? That's sort of where he was going
Yes.
Of course, right?
Yes. Very. Because I've never heard frogs.
Yes. And being from Kansas, you don't have frogs here.
Yeah. Well, I guess I've never heard Manhattan-based frogs. But stuff like
completely
that.
Completely different animal. Altogether.
Completely different, yes. It kind of frightened me. And I say now, you know, if this was my daughter telling me the story. You know, my mom actually had never heard that, the whole story. She knew that I'd gone out to dinner with him and she knew that I arrived safely back at the hotel, but she didn't know what happened in between. And when she read the book, she was just like, oh, that really happened? I'm like, yes. Well, and she said, why didn't you tell us? I said, because you wouldn't have let me go out the next day with him.
Well, she did have a question for you before the first date where she said, oh, Jen, you met him online?
Yes.
Oh, really? Like, she was worried, too.
She was a little concerned. They watch a lot of Dateline.
Yeah.
And so they were a little concerned.
Well, you joke a lot about this, but was there – clearly there was a sense, even before the date, there was some sort of connection. And then you go out, and apparently even the first date, despite the frog pond and the Central Park strangulation possibility,
yes.
There was a sense that this thing was working.
Yeah. I mean, when – you know, we knew that we liked each other's personalities a lot, you know, from what we could – you know, we'd been corresponding for close to a year at that point, and so we knew that we really liked each other's personalities, but we hadn't seen each other. This was also before, you know, cell phone cameras and video cameras, you know, so we really hadn't seen each other either.
Yeah.
And then we were pleasantly surprised that each other was kind of cute.
Yeah, you thought he was kind of cute,
yeah.
Right, when you first
yeah.
met him. I thought,
yeah.
Oh, this isn't too bad.
Yeah.
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 And how much longer, how much time passed before you actually got married?
Oh, gosh.
Which is the next story I want to
probably
talk about.
Probably 8 years. We took a very long time to get
married. No rush here, right?
No rush.
Hubs is not going to tear off and do this. Yeah.
No, we had a lot of, like, we're both big. We wanted to overcome every tough conversation before we got married. So we'd have talks like, you know, I'm walking down the street, I get hit by a bus. You know, I can only communicate with my eyes. You know, do you pull the plug or do you let me go? You know, and
you wanted to get through all
that
stuff.
We wanted to get through all the big decisions that maybe might come up. You know, I'm in labor.
I could drive a couple apart later on. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so we just wanted to make sure we did all that. And we just were kind of, I don't know, we weren't in a big hurry, I guess. So it took us a long time.
Well, so how quickly after you began writing and you took your husband's very good advice to sort of get out your aggression by pounding the keyboards a little bit, how long did it take you before you thought, well, maybe I got something going on here?
Well, I think what happened was is my audience let me know I had something going on because I started writing in April of 2011. And then in December of that same year, I wrote a post about the Elf on the Shelf. And
remind us what that was all about.
Yeah. So that was a post where if you have kids, send them out of the room right now. So there's an elf and you move him around at Christmas time and he's magic. And I was complaining that it was 9 days. I still remember it was 9 days into December and I was already forgetting to move him. And so I lamented this on my personal Facebook. And a friend who did not have any children very kindly shared something, a list of 101 ideas of what to do to him and sort of chastised all of us and said, I don't see what's so hard. You know, here's a list of 101 things to do with him. And it was literally make him a red carpet and roll it out and make your house a mess and say the elf did it.
Yeah.
And at that point, I had two little kids and I'm thinking to myself, the last thing I want to do is make a magical mess that I have to clean up, you know? And if you read the book that comes with the elf, he's not a naughty elf. He's helpful. So it really kind of struck me and I wrote something and I put it out on my blog like I had always done for the last, you know, several months. But that one just sort of struck a note with the world and
it exploded.
You're
being a little, you're soft pedaling it here. It exploded. It just went nuts and viral and everything else.
Yeah, I got a million hits in 24 hours on it. And I started, that's when I first started a Facebook page for my blog and I got about 17,000 people that first day that just, you know, immediately started following me. And And now I've got close to – I've got over 500,000 now between two blog pages I have, two Facebook pages for blogs. But
That's nuts, Jim. Yeah. That's just nuts.
And so when I had these first 17,000, again, my husband, the genius, I'm sitting there rocking in a corner because I've never had a million people read anything I've ever written. And I'm freaking out a little bit. And I just sort of wanted to let it ride. You know, I was like, oh, no, it's going well. Let that go. And he said, no. You have to entertain them. Like, what are you going to do tomorrow and the next day and the next day? And so for the next probably close
to – He's a smart boy.
He is.
That is a smart boy you got there.
So for the next 6 months –
Just spot on instincts. Yeah.
Yep. So for the next 6 months, I wrote nonstop and just tried to entertain everybody and keep them coming back and keep them growing. And then they were the ones who asked for a book.
That's how this came out of it.
Actually, that's not the first book. The first book I wrote was Spending the Holidays with People I Want to Punch in the Throat. And that one I wrote the next – I had it ready for the next Christmas season. And after I'd gone viral for 2012, I didn't have time to get it to a New York publisher or try to shop it or anything and get it ready in time. And so I self-published that one, and my readers and everybody turned it into a bestseller on Amazon. And that was what got the attention of Random House then, who turned around and we published this book now with Random House.
Random House?
Random House.
Random House?
Yeah.
Not a bad house to be associated with.
Not too bad. I'm pretty happy.
And how is this book going so far? Do you have any sense? People
so
I want to punch in the throat, competitive crafters, drop-off, despots, and other suburban scourges, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So far, it's going well. You know, it comes out September 9th still.
So
it's not out yet. Still just in pre-order everywhere books are sold.
So I'm a special person by having one of these books.
You are a special person.
Well,
I asked them to send you one.
There you go.
I thought you might like it.
Yeah.
So, but it seems to be going well. I mean, it's gotten, there are a lot of advanced reader copies out there, and it's getting good reviews already on Goodreads. And I think I've got close to 80 reviews now on Goodreads that are all pretty 4 and 5 star.
Well, Jen Mann is my guest. You can read her stuff at peopleiwantapunchinthethroat.com if you want to go connect with her right now. You can see and hear her Tuesday, September 9th. That's a week from this evening at 6:30 at the Kansas City Public Library, the Central Branch at 14 West 10th Street. You can RSVP to grab a seat at kclibrary.org. Again, a week from tonight at 6:30 at the Central Branch of the Public Library down at 14 West 10th Street. So you live in Kansas. You're one of us.
I am.
Yeah. You're an Overland Park girl.
I am an Overland Park girl, yes.
Yeah. And what do you think of Kansas? What do you think of where we live these days?
You know, I try not to think, I guess. I don't know. You know, the thing is, the reason why we moved here, you know, I went to high school here and moved away and thought I'd never come back. And I lived in New York City for many years with my husband. But the thing was, what brought us back was, you know, my family is here. There's good schools here. I don't have to pay for private schools. I like my Targets. I like my Costco. I'm kind of a suburban girl at heart. I complain about it a lot, but I am a suburban girl. So.
And maybe the bigger question is, what did Hubs think of the Midwest?
Yeah, he was okay with it.
Change for him.
It is a big change for him. The thing he makes – so the Hubs is Asian. He's Chinese, and he misses good Chinese food. So if you know of any good Chinese food in Kansas City, hit me up on Twitter and let me know.
Yeah.
Because we need to find some good Chinese restaurants for him. But that's the one thing he misses the most is, you know, Chinese food. But he really – when we first moved here, we didn't have kids, and he liked to golf. And there's a lot of nice golf courses. So he was happy about that.
Oh, that's good. But again, though, the lifestyle and the environment so different in Southern Overland Park compared to New York City.
Yeah, it is different. But I think that, you know, for us, we kind of just are in our own bubble. I surround myself with people that I really like, and I don't really go out much.
Yeah.
And so we've been pretty lucky to just find a few friends that we like a lot, and we do that, and we try not to watch the politics
and get too caught up in things we shouldn't get balled up about.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So,
well, did you have any sense, I mean, 3 years ago that you'd be sitting where you are today with all this Random House and books are selling like crazy and everything else?
No, I had no idea. This is kind of crazy. I always say that, you know, when I left college, I had a degree in English and creative writing, and I really thought in my mind I was going to be Donna Tartt. Like, I thought I would write, you know, The Secret History and The Goldfinch, that was going to be me. I would write something really amazing and life-changing for people. If you had told me I would write raunchy humor, no, I never.
Well, why do you think it's connecting as well as it's connecting? I mean, what is it about? I mean, you're writing sort of to moms, although I laughed hard on the plane coming back, as I mentioned this weekend. But why is it connecting so well?
Yeah, I think it's because the thing I hear the most is I say the things that everybody is thinking. I actually write it down and I say it. And so it does come out. I mean, there's a lot of mom stuff, but there's a lot of single women that read me. There's a lot of husbands that read me. There's a lot of older people. I get a lot of emails from older people who say, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to, you know, deal with the PTO drama anymore, or, you know, that kind of thing. So I think there's something for everybody. My blog, you know, I'm a mom and I blog, but I don't really consider my blog to be like a mommy blog. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of what's on my mind, I guess. And so because I write about so many different things, there's always something for everybody to find.
Is it tempting to be more and more outrageous, or is it just really a natural extension of who you are and you're living with that just fine?
It's kind of just who I am. I mean, actually, I kind of have dialed it down a little bit. Like, as I got more fans, I kind of dialed it back a little bit because I worry about some topics, because I worry that, you know, I have kids now that I have to think about, and what they go, you know, they have to go to school with people and they have to be out in public. And sometimes I worry if I talk about a certain topic that maybe it could affect my family. And so I do.
That's tricky sometimes, isn't it? I deal with a little bit of that and thinking, how much do I reveal here about my family?
Yeah.
My wife will say, you didn't tell them that, did you? And I'm like, you didn't say something on the air today about X, did you?
Right.
Oh, no, not at all.
And so I sometimes I fantasize about starting another completely anonymous blog again, and just, you know, just to get it off my chest and vent my spleen and get it off my
chest. Is it hard coming up with ideas or not really?
Some days it is and some days it isn't.
Yeah.
I kind of keep a notebook all the time with me of things that kind of trigger me. I guess
trigger you.
Yeah.
That caused you to go off and mayhem ensues, right?
Yeah. And I also get ideas from my fellow bloggers and my fellow writers. You know, I tend to kind of take what they write and then I maybe put it on its head or something. You know, I'm working on a list right now about like my marriage advice, because, you know, there's a lot of sappy advice out there about, you know, bringing him his drink and his slippers at night. Like, we're kind of going back to the Cleavers.
Whoa. I haven't read that one for a long time. It sure hasn't happened in my household either. So
I'm kind of thinking, you know, things like that. And then I do write a lot of newsy stuff too. Like if I see people will just send me articles and they'll say, you know, what do you think? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
Oh,
and so,
really?
You know, like Bic pens for her or something like that, that I can really, really give it to the company for making pink pens for me that I can hold with my dainty little hand.
They're like sort of setting you up by,
here's
a nice slow pitch over the middle part of the plate. And
yes.
Jen, you hit it and see where it goes.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the mom's night out or day out at the shooting range. What happened there?
That was kind of crazy. So I belong to a group of Johnson County moms, and we usually do play groups, and we'll do freezer meal nights where we'll all put together a freezer meal and Bunko. And, you know, a wild night is like a wine tasting or something. And an email came across and it said they were going to the gun range. And I thought it was kind of a joke at first. And I said to my husband, you know, isn't this hilarious? Like, they're going to go to the gun range. And my husband is, you know, my left-wing liberal husband wants a gun, believe it or not. He's a little, I think maybe it's like a man thing. I don't know. But he wants a gun. And so he thought if I went shooting with the ladies, then I would see how much fun it can be, and I would let him get a gun. And so, because he never encourages me to go out on those nights, he's always like, oh, that sounds terrible. Don't go with that. Just stay home and watch, you know, I don't know, Homicide.
But it's fodder for who I want to punch in the throat.
Well, Jen. And that's what I said. I said, you know what? I'm kind of low on material this month. You know, like I'm going to
experience something.
Exactly. You have to leave the house to find something to write about, you know? So I said, I'm going to go. I think it's going to be fun. And so we went out to Olathe. There's a gun range out there that we went to, and it was ladies' night. And so you rent a gun and you get, I think it was 50 rounds and a target for a certain price. And your eyes and ears, your glasses and your headphones.
Yeah.
And the woman who had set it up, she's in the reserve, and so she had shot a gun before, but the rest of us had no clue.
No idea.
And my one friend thought we would shoot blanks, and I had kind of thought that too. But before I'd left the house, the hubs had assured me that they were real bullets, and I needed to be extra careful, and that I didn't hurt someone, you know. And after, you know, so many tragedies that we've seen at the gun range, it was probably good advice to give me. And so we So we got there, and our gun, our instructor, our range master, I think he was called or something. He was a little nervous, I think, when he saw all of us pulling up in our minivans, and he asked us if we'd shot a gun, and I told him I'm really good with Nerf guns, but not anything else. Mm-hmm. And so he took us in a conference room, and he taught us the proper way to load our weapon and to hold it and what we're going to experience. And then he took us out there and let us go for it, and we were all excellent shots. Oh my gosh.
Were you?
Yeah. I was the worst, but I still got all headshots. I killed my guy.
And did you get, let the husband, do you have a gun in the house now or not?
Nope. We still don't have a gun.
Because?
I'm still anti-gun.
Okay.
It was fun to go blow off some steam, but yeah. I don't want to have one in my house.
Well, Jen, you are so good to have you.
Thank you.
Really enjoy
Thanks
having
for having
you.
Me.
Jen Mann is the author of People I Want to Punch in the Throat. You can see and read her. You can just go to peopleiwantapunchinthethroat.com. You can see her a week from tonight at 6:30 on Tuesday, September 9th at the Central Library, downtown Kansas City. More information, just go to kclibrary.org.